This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. Russell Silver-Fagan, the CEO of Clean Wraps, a consumer personal protective equipment company designing, producing, and marketing a growing suite of products that meet the ever-changing PPE needs of the time. And Russell, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
No problem. How's it going there for you, Eric?
It's going great. Thanks for asking, and hope all is well, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce Clean Wraps to the audience. So to kick things off here today and to get us better in the know, what are antimicrobial agents?
So antimicrobial agents are actually really common. They exist in a lot of clothing that we wear, whether it's underwear, athleisure, or socks. They're essentially chemicals that are harmless to the human skin and, you know, to the mouth. They're no more toxic than table salt. But what they do is that they allow for the products that they're applied to reduce the transmission of germs and bacteria by breaking down the cell wall of those pathogens that they come into contact with. So basically, it makes it harder for germs to grow and spread. And, you know, like I said, they're found in probably a lot of the things you have in your closet, but they're also used within surgical tools today.
Now, one may ask, what's wrong with gloves? Talk to us about that from your perspective.
Yeah, I think that the problem with gloves isn't necessarily a problem with the tool, but it's a problem with how people use the tool. People put on a pair of gloves and then they go about their business. They're either touching their phone if they're at the grocery store, they're adjusting their glasses if they're at the gym, they're wiping their brow. All of those activities are taking place while the glove is still on usually. At least I don't see anyone take, you know, a pair of lifting gloves off after each set to check their phone. And what that means is that you're spreading the germs and the microbes that you were worried about from the weight or the grocery store cart to your hand, to your face, to your phone, and really to whatever else you touch. The reason why we invented Clean Wraps was because we realized that it made more sense to cover the surface you were worried about than it did to cover your hand.
Thanks for your explanation. Makes a lot of sense as well. Now, looking at COVID, how will COVID-19 change us overall?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that large-scale events like this, where, you know, the global consciousness is all thinking about the same thing, are bound to have massive impact. So we're going to see changes with the way people work, whether it's a mix of remote or not. We're going to see changes with travel. But more importantly, we're going to see changes with the way that people interact with each other. You know, back in the early 2000s, Asia hadn't dealt with a large pandemic, but they had SARS. And since then, there's been, you know, more widespread adoption of PPE use within Asian countries. And by that, I mean, if you're feeling sick today, Eric, you wouldn't go on the subway without protection because you don't want other people to get sick. I think that's what we're going to start seeing in the West now that we've had to deal with this on such a large scale, and things like working out, being in, you know, a subway car or being on a plane are going to be places where people are extra cautious.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input on that, and certainly is helpful as well. Today we are with Russell Silver-Fagan, the CEO of Clean Wraps, a consumer personal protective equipment company designing, producing, and marketing a growing suite of products that meet the ever-changing PPE needs of the time. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Russell, how did you actually think of this product all the way back in 2014, some 7 years ago?
Yeah, well, I have to give a lot of credit to my co-founder and mother. It was her brainchild. She was back at the gym in 2014, and that was just when gyms were starting to put out spray bottles and paper towels and asking their community members to keep everything clean. But we all know no one was really doing that. And she knew of the problem with gloves and cross-contamination, and so she started tinkering around with it. We've always been a family that, you know, prioritizes personal health. I've always been a little bit of a germaphobe. And I think we just foresaw this need that a lot of people had, you know, back in 2014. Certainly a lot more people have it now.
Yeah, that is certainly an understatement for sure. Now, tell us, what are some added benefits about Clean Wraps that we may not even think of or know about?
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, a lot of people come to us with their use cases, and we're always, you know, excited to hear about them. One of them that was something my mom and I never thought about when we were making the product was the use case for the elderly. So if you think about senior living and those that struggle with mobility and stability, there are lots of grab bars and items that they use and interact with in order to stay upright and to stay stable. And so CleanWraps works as, you know, a perfect protective barrier for these populations that are actually more susceptible to viruses and, you know, illnesses than the regular population. But, you know, what was cooler than that is that people were telling us, our elderly customers, that it helps them with their arthritis because they didn't have to hold on to things as hard to have a tight grip. And that's because our products are not only treated with antimicrobial agents, but they're also coated with silicone dotting. And what that allows for is traction and grip, whether you're lifting a dumbbell or you're using a walker.
Russell, really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of CleanWraps. Certainly timely to have this in place, and really appreciate all your efforts. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I would just share as a tip that, you know, we've learned so many great tools and you know, strategies to prevent disease transmission and spread. And it obviously took something of this scale and this nature for people to think about it and to act in these preventative ways. But we can stop things like this from happening again, or we can stop them from happening as badly if we take these lessons into the future with us. And that's what we're trying to do at CleanWraps, is to create and provide protective personal equipment that are tools that people want to have and that we don't think of as wasteful and we don't think of as, you know, generic or sterile.
Russell, thanks for those concluding remarks. And I have no doubt listeners want to know where they can get more information on CleanWraps and where they can find the product near them, or could they just buy it online?
So you can go to our website, www.cleanwraps.com. That's CleanWraps.com. We're available in select mom and pop gyms on the East Coast, but your best bet would be to go to our website. And if you're looking for our mask, you can also find us on Amazon.
And of course, that sounds easy enough, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Russell, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. You have a good one.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Russell Silver-Fagan, the CEO of CleanWraps, a consumer personal protective equipment company designing, producing, and marketing a growing suite of products that meet the ever-changing PPE needs of the time. And for all the details, visit CleanWraps.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.